There, ladies and gentlemen, we got my man Kevin Mason on Just a Kid from Brooklyn with your boy Justin Ramos, the boy from Eastern York, with my boy from
Park Slope. Ladies and gentlemen, my man Kevin Mason, aka Avery Mason, aka the Big Head. Just kidding.
Don't try to play Park Slope, man. Park Slope was real hood back in the day, man.
I know. It was still hood when I was
busy back then. Huh? We got busy in Park Slope, man.
It was still kind of hood when I was in high school because I had a couple fights over there. So I know.
Bro, they were stealing hubcaps. You know, they don't play around.
Radio, car radios, and hubcaps.
Yeah, car radios, hubcaps, and what you would call it? Computers. Don't do that anymore.
What's good, Kev? How you doing?
Man, listen, I'm all right, man. I'm out here. I'm surviving. I'm trying to not go crazy in this lockdown pandemic, you know. Ain't got no comedy. Ain't got no acting. Ain't got no chilling. You know, chilling with Justin. No Mega Burger. You know what I'm saying? So, wait, is it called? Look how long it's been. It's not Mega Burger, right?
Action Burger.
See that? That's how long it's been.
Action Burger. They deliver, but I don't want to pay the fee. I'd rather just ride and go get it.
Ride over. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But you know, it's about the, you know, the camaraderie. You know, you want to be out there, have a little fun, you know, play the video games.
That's what I've been doing, playing lots and lots of video games.
Yeah, me too. I think I put on like 50 pounds just sitting here doing nothing.
I know I got a little chubby again. Eating and sitting down, and
it's hard, man. It's nothing to do, so you know.
It's a boring time, but it's a reflective time.
Yeah, it's true. Gotta think about what's important to you in your life, you know. Makes you really realize like what really matters, because you know, I don't want to bring the vibe of the podcast down, but I'm just saying, when you hear the news that like 700 some odd people died and it wasn't because of gun violence, you're like, yo, you really gotta, you know, look at your life, like, you know, look in the mirror, like,
yeah,
you know, damn. Yeah. But I hope that everybody who's listening, you know, staying safe and trying to stay positive, because, you know, we'll be out of this sooner than you think, and things will be back to normal at some point, some kind of normal.
Yeah, some type of normal. We're gonna be rocking masks as our new fashion statement.
I'll tell you this much, Justin. Who knew those Asian people were right? Remember, you see them Asian people walk around with the masks, and you feel like, yo, what is wrong with them? What are they doing? Now look at them. Now they're like, see, they knew.
But Michael Jackson knew before. He was wearing the mask years ago. He knew.
He was always ahead of the curve.
He knew back then. Everybody's like, he hid in his nose. No, he hid it from them germs, son.
He knew.
That man over there got some germs.
Exactly. Then he moonwalks away. Moonwalks away. Shoot, Annie, are you okay? Would you tell us? Are you okay? Shoot. I went through the window.
And I hear you coughing. Yeah,
coughing and sneezing now takes on a whole new tempo. Now you're not just somebody cough and sneeze and you get irritated. Now you look at them like, yo, play with me.
Oh my God.
Little side eye, man. So what you up to, man? How you keeping yourself busy? Just the video games? You getting out the house at all? Are you, you know, running?
I haven't run in like a month, but I wanna get back into that soon. Once, you know, it's been getting warmer. So once it's like steadily warm, I probably will start running again. Most likely in June, though, because I got a couple friends that are starting to run, and I'm like, yo, these people can't outrun me. So I'm kind of getting motivated for that again. But I go outside mostly to the store when I need to. But on nice days, I go out. Like I went out last weekend. What was it? Sunday, actually. Last week, Sunday, I went. and I was walking around Domino Park with my niece and nephew, and we was chilling. So many people was outside too, man. Like, people were spread out, but then there was areas of Domino Park where people was kind of clustered up. Mm-hmm. But the cops out there, it was so strange. They were so nice in Williamsburg. I was like, yo, I'm used to East New York cops just grilling you and not saying anything. They was like, hey, how are you, sir? Good afternoon. It's like, what is this?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were really, really nice. But I think that has to do with the governor. He kind of cracked down on them because the way they were, you know, they were mistreating people of color mainly, and using all these harsh tabs, you know, police brutality.
Let me tell you, when you hear things like the Orthodox Jews are sneaking and having secret school, and when the cops catch them, all they do is they make them disperse.
Do the voice, but man. When, do the Jewish voice.
Nah, I guess.
I can't. We were trying to have the school. The cops came. It was so many. We had students here. They were learning.
All the kids were in the class. We were all learning. We weren't doing anything. And the cops come, they make us go. I don't. It's been a while.
We were teaching them about the dreidel and the importance of Hanukkah.
This is so wrong. So wrong. Some Jewish guy out there listening. We don't talk like that. What are you talking about? I'm gonna
What? What do you mean? We can't have school? We're the chosen ones.
Oh God. But my problem with that whole thing is they were making them disperse, right? And then I read a stat online that the cops wrote like 300-something social distancing tickets, 380 social distancing tickets, right?
Yep.
300 of them went to black people or people of color. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so how come they're not getting the same treatment that the people at the, you know, these schools are getting?
That's all I'm saying. Because that could have been thousands of tickets written to that community. Especially with all the funerals too. They're still doing their full fledged funerals like parade style. It's like a Jewish day parade out in Crown Heights on Eastern Parkway. It's flooded full of people. When one of those big rabbis passed away, it was nuts.
I saw that. I saw that. It was
crazy. That was crazy. So
I don't get why they get they get that treatment and we don't get the same courtesy, but
you know why?
You know. Why is that?
Credit. Jay-Z said it 444, son. You know how they did it? Credit.
I still don't understand why people had such a problem with that song. It wasn't like he was saying, it almost felt like it was a compliment. You know what I'm saying? If he sits there and says, you know, why the Jewish people always own so much of Brooklyn. Credit, and you think we all have good credit? That's offensive. I'm like, he said you have good credit. How is that offensive?
Everything's it's offensive not like he was now. Like,
yeah.
People,
you can't say that.
People are digging in the crates, man. They going back and digging up Ace Ventura. Oh, it was offensive to the gay community and transgenders. I saw something 2 days ago. People are going after Robert Downey Jr. for Tropic Thunder. For him playing the black character. That film is about dummies. It's not
that
like
so long
you
ago.
Know, like it was funny. What's it was
oh
funny?
God. Man, that was so long ago. I forgot all about that. Like I remember when it came out, there was a little controversy and people were like, I don't know, and then everyone watching it were like, oh, that's fine.
Like they want to cancel Robert Downey Jr. You ain't canceling Iron Man. Sit your ass down. Tropic Thunder.
The problem is that, it is funny, but I feel like that's the problem with like today's society. Everybody's social media. People don't go and do the research. They just see him in the black face and instantly say, "Oh no,
I'm offended.
Cancel. Yeah. Time to cancel."
I'm offended. Yo, but the person that brought it to light was a white woman, and then our folks jumped on it. Oh, he need to be canceled. Oh, please.
We wasn't watching Tropic Thunder. When it first came out, we wasn't watching Tropic Thunder.
Right.
I mean, I did see it, and I thought he did a good job. But, you know, then when I seen the story, the one black guy in the movie slapped the shit out of him
yeah,
for talking black.
Yep.
Like, you have to watch the movie. He slapped him and said, "You are not black."
He said,
and then like,
he's reciting lines from TV shows from Good Time.
Oh, yeah,
calling me up some greens.
Exactly.
Just because it's a show don't mean it ain't true. It was funny. He did a great job in that role. It's hilarious. That film was funny.
But you have to watch it. You can't just sit there and hear about it and then get angry. Like, do the research, do the work. Don't just be like, "Oh yeah, you know, this is wrong." I don't know. I'll be honest with you, bro. I can't even keep up with like everything. Like, people get mad about stuff. I can't keep up with it. You know, I can't keep up with what they get mad about.
Right. People are crazy. I think people because of social media. People like to talk, and that's what it is. People, they just want to hear themselves talk and read what other people say. People are too involved in other people's lives, and that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is like too, you know, they're eager to jump on social media. Look at fights nowadays. Like, there are still physical fights, but how we see a lot of fights now, that whether they're physical or not, most of them are virtual regardless. Like, people are going on and they're tweeting at each other, they're doing lives, mm-hmm. dissing each other, or they're filming fights of other people while they stand around with their phones out. So it's a different punk ass world.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more, man. I'm getting tired of people, like, you know, this is the problem with social media. I like it because, you know, you need to have a voice, but, you know, my problem with it is not everybody needs to have a freaking ability to have their voice heard, because some of y'all, and you know who you are, some of y'all don't need to have a voice.
Yeah.
Some of y'all really got a lot of problems. Not everybody needs to hear what, you know, like, there's some things my cousin says that I'm like, yeah, this does not need to be heard by anybody outside of this room.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. There's no filter. Everyone gets, you know, everyone gets a voice. It's like,
yeah,
I don't think everyone needs a voice, my friend.
Yep. So many times I think about writing things and then I'll delete them. I'm like, nah, I don't need to. No one needs to know I'm thinking this. You know, when you're in the comedy field like we are, we know all those comics going to jump in. Who are you talking about? What's this? And then before you know it, you get like 300 mm-hmm. comments from people you haven't seen in years. It's just like, it's crazy. Right. Everybody.
You get a bunch mm-hmm. of people commenting and complaining. Oh, that's not right. Da, 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 yep. da. It's like, oh my God. They're just, can we just be done? Like, let's just move on.
Like, yeah.
I don't want people. I don't want everybody having a voice. I'm sorry. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I like all of you. It's great, but some of you just be getting mad and be wrong and strong.
He's so emotional.
Yeah, you're telling me. Yeah.
But
sheesh.
But yeah, you know, I've just been I've been gaming, recording my podcast, listening to podcasts, watching a lot of shows that I haven't gotten a chance to watch, you know, mm-hmm. watching the Last Dance documentary, watching a lot of wrestling.
Oh yeah, so good.
Because wrestling's the only thing
so
on.
So good. Yep. Watching a lot of classic wrestling too?
Yeah. I've been, well, you know, WWE's been putting out their collections, their new best of collections. I haven't checked any of those out. But I plan on it. Matter of fact, it's so funny because today is Double or Nothing AEW, and they're showing Backlash from when Dean Ambrose was the champion. It's on TV, right?
Really?
Yeah, it's on the WWE Network right now. So I was like, look at them trying to counter and get the attention away from AEW. But once that show goes live, everybody going to be watching. Legally and illegally, we all going to be tuning in.
Yeah. Yep, I've already got my bought my pay-per-view thing on. I watch it this on Bleacher Report. This podcast is not sponsored by Bleacher Report. Just want to put that out there, but that's where I watch it.
It's sponsored by Anchor. Thank you, Anchor.
Anchor FM. That's right.
Thank you. I mean, they got some good
stuff,
though.
Yeah, it looks good. And I was going to say to you, I think out of all the companies who are doing the streaming are still doing shows during this pandemic, I really feel like AEW really did the best job in terms of presenting the product or presenting the show.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Because there were no hiccups. As soon as there were, like, no more big crowds, they already had a plan in place, and the show went on.
Yeah.
And they kept it engaging. When you see other wrestlers watching it on the outside, it made it feel like there's a crowd there, which I thought that was a genius idea. I was like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, make it feel like normal as you can.
Yep.
And they didn't lose a beat.
Yeah, because they did like, I forgot how many episodes they did in March, but they did it for like a week, and they were able to cover like a good 6 to 8 weeks before they had to go back live, and they were doing great. WWE just started getting a little, they recently, like after Mania, they got a little bit better.
Right.
But NWA's been putting out old stuff that already aired. MLW taped stuff in March, and I think they already ran out of episodes, so they haven't put anything new out. Same thing, AAA just started putting out new episodes. They're doing Empty Arena close set stuff. New Japan, I'm still waiting on, because that's one of my favorites. But they're coming back soon. They were looking at, because the East Coast in the U.S. is opening up first, they'll probably you know, start doing live shows. Well, you know, close set. What you playing over there? You playing a game?
Oh, you can hear me?
I can hear the buttons clicking, silly.
I'm not playing it yet. I'm creating a character. This is golf game. I don't know if any of you out there like golf, but if you ever played like golf on the video game, I started off playing Hot Shots Golf. That was game. That was a very fun game to play, at least in my opinion. It was a fun game for me to play. I definitely liked it.
Took it back.
Because it made the game, it made it, I never liked golf, but it made the game fun to watch, I'll tell you that. It did. Golf is boring.
Yeah, it's really boring.
There's no defense, no cheerleaders, no music. Everybody just, you got to be quiet. It's like tennis. Who busted here? Justin, your favorite person, my son Avery. Hello, Avery.
Yo, Avery, what's up?
Kid's been driving me absolutely crazy. Well, I love it to death, but you know,
he's driving you nuts.
He does, because you know, you're trying to keep him engaged during this time. Yes, son, can I help you? What you doing?
That one.
All right,
he's telling you a game to play.
He's playing a game, he's telling me what game he's playing. But I'll tell you this: he's developing at a that's the one thing I like about this pet. Go ahead and talk to mommy outside. Daddy's doing an interview. the best thing is like being home and me getting to see him develop. You know, because normally he'd be in school and the teachers would tell you about it, and you'd come home and see the teacher like, oh, Avery did this and this and this. Like, wow, now I get to see that at home in
firsthand,
first person, FPS for you video gamers, all right? The other night, putting him to bed, he didn't want to go to bed. He said to me, go away, Daddy. I was like, what did you say? He said, go away. Now, on one hand, I was like happy. He's like, wow, he's really using it in the right text. He's talking and da da da. On the other hand, I felt disrespected. I'm like, yo, who are you talking to? That's what I went with. Like, he got himself in trouble. Like, you can't talk to me. Yeah, I love you son, but you cannot talk to me like that. So, but it's all good. But I can tell he's getting a little bored. I can tell he's getting tired of being in here, you know, around us. So,
yes,
but
24/7 quarantine.
No school, no daycare. Nothing. You know, he don't get to see his friends. If you don't have kids, I'm telling you guys, you know, enjoy your freedom while you have it. Kids are wonderful, but just enjoy your freedom while you have it. Because,
Everything changes.
Everything changes, bro. Man. But where was I? Yeah, but the AEW did the best presentation out of all, in my opinion. And then I felt like I wanted to keep watching WWE, but when the first couple weeks, when the quarantine started, watching that, it was hard to watch. I couldn't even watch. I couldn't watch.
It was nothing but recaps. A match recap. A match recap. And you were like, what? What's with all these footage? Like a lot.
But because they want to keep that, you know, that same level of, you know, we being in front of the fans, and they're trying to present it like the fans are still there. And I'm like, you can't do that. And I also have a problem with WWE because they won't acknowledge the current crisis. They keep using these freaking catchphrases, which is what I hate. Stop doing that. Oh, we're going through a special time, or when they were doing the Money in the Bank, that's the most unique match. I'm like, stop saying that. It's most unique. Just stop it. Just acknowledge that we're going through this pandemic. Stop acting like it's the invisible, like we don't know what's happening. Like, come on.
The only person that, like, really, I'm surprised she hasn't gotten in trouble, but the only person I noticed that's, like, acknowledging the empty arena is Bayley, because she talks directly to Michael Cole. I can hear you, Michael Cole. Like, she goes in on it. She's the only one that's doing that, too. I find it hilarious that she's the only one that's, you know, making it known what's going on. Funny.
Yeah, actually, I do see that. I do think that's funny.
She does it every week.
That is funny. She does acknowledge that. Everybody else acts like you know. But actually, now looking at it now, they've kind of got a better flow, and you're seeing different wrestlers, like all those people who are complaining about seeing Roman Reigns every week. Now you get to see people. Austin Theory.
Yep.
You know?
You get to see Dana Brooke. A lot of people. Mm-hmm. Apollo Crews.
I'm happy for them. Yeah. You know? Did he get hurt for real? Or
I think he might have tweaked something, because he was off TV for like a couple weeks, but he might have. He looked like he landed wrong or something. But I don't know. It could have just been a story.
Well, I know someone who did hurt their knee. Freaking Dr. Britt Baker. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see AEW? Did you see that? Crazy. I can't believe they managed to pick up.
That was crazy.
This chick, what's her name? Nyla Rose, picked her up and then dumped her like that. And then as soon as they did it, I knew. Because you could see, you know, without a crowd, there's no distractions.
You can see
mm-hmm. everything and hear everything. You can see the alien chick saying to Nyla, yo, coming, break up the pin. And now she comes and just, she's hurt. Like, pull her over to the corner and tag her out. It looked bad.
Yeah.
When they did the replay, it looked bad.
She's still supposed to wrestle tonight, though, I think. But
I don't think it's happening. I mean, I don't think it's happening. It's
weird. Is she on the card? No, she's not.
They had her on the poster.
No, she's not on the card. They. I think that's why they added the Statlander and Penelope Ford. So it's probably supposed to be in place, but they, you know, switched it.
Yeah. But that's how it's supposed to be. When they were doing the whole thing, you got a little bit of a crowd there. And all these funny things were happening, Justin. Pineapple Pete. Chris Jericho.
Yeah, Pineapple Pete.
So good. So good. How good was that, man? How good was he? He just randomly sees the guy. Look at that idiot. Look at that idiot, Pineapple Pete, you stupid idiot. Shut up. And then decided, like, I'm going to have a match.
Now Pineapple Pete is very popular online. People tweet. Tweeting about him every day. It's hilarious. But that's the good thing about Jericho. Jericho works with him and Cody and Kenny and the Bucks. They're working with everybody, right? They're still, you know, they're putting those guys over. And then I don't know if you've been watching AEW Dark. It's almost like their version of NXT, because every week they're, first of all, the shows are longer. They're not an hour now. They're 90 minutes now. And they're featuring different talent every week. People you've never seen before. People you might have seen once elsewhere. You know, maybe in ROH or somewhere else. But they got all this talent. I don't know if all of these people are signed, but they probably have a potential of getting signed. So, you know, it's cool because every week you see different, you see new females, wrestlers, new guys coming in. So it's cool. It's pretty cool.
And that's why I like their system better than WWE's. Cause like they got NXT or whatever, but there's so many people, you know, that you get the same people over and over every week. And after a while, it starts getting kind of dry. And I'm like, okay. I mean, it's cool. It's a different presentation, but it's also like, damn, can we see some other people? Can we see some new people? Is that possible?
Only on NXT you see new faces because they still, you know, they still do their squash matches every week. But, I mean, Raw does it once in a while, and so does SmackDown once in a while, but it's mainly on Wednesday where you see different talent.
Do you still watch any of them other shows like 205 Live or Main Event?
I don't watch those. I still watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and I watch. I haven't watched Impact this week, but I have been because Impact's been getting really good. AEW because NWA hasn't. They have a new show out, but it's not really wrestling related. It's like a comedy YouTube show called Carny Land, but it didn't spark my interest. So I kind of was like, I don't want to watch it.
Interested.
I mean, I still watch BTE, the Young Bucks show, Being the Elite.
Mm-hmm.
I find that show to be hilarious. Watch that like every week.
I can't keep up with everything. Just to move on from wrestling, it's so hard because it's like I want to watch. The only thing I want to watch on YouTube is NWA Power, which I haven't watched yet, and AEW Dark, which they presented just like a regular TV show, which is what I like. Yep. And I really feel like WWE can learn something from AEW. Like y'all YouTube channel, if you're listening to WWE, your YouTube channel is
very dry.
You need to make it compelling. You know, put something compelling. Give people a reason to watch it. Put your dark matches. Get rid of Main Event because nobody's watching it. And what was the other one? Main Event and Superstars. Get rid of it. No one's watching it. Put your dark matches on YouTube and people will watch. And then you can give new announcers a chance to flex their muscles on there, you know, really work out the kinks, you know, that kind of stuff. Maybe even put 205 Live on YouTube because I'm surely not watching it.
The network they've been doing pretty good with as far as content, but like their YouTube is basura. Yo, when I was on live last night, Savio Vega, I forgot that we follow each other on Instagram. He was on my live and he was writing. I was like, yo, I just saw you on MLW. I'm glad you're still doing your thing. Yo, I went crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, fucking Savio.
Oh, wait, Savio Vega followed you?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And he was on my. He was watching my live. He wrote a couple things. It was cool.
Is he still down with the Police Squad?
Probably not. But he was on an MLW show recently when they did their AAA tour. So he'd had like a hardcore match. It was that match was crazy. But he's still doing it.
How old is he now?
He's got to be in his 50s. Probably late 50s now. If he's not older, but he's the I don't know what company, but he's the Caribbean heavyweight champion. So it might be one of those
Caribbean,
one of the Latin promotions, maybe Puerto Rico or something. I don't know, but yeah, he's still out there. He's still doing it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Well, not to stay on wrestling, I wanted to also talk about, I don't know if you've been watching, if you're into basketball. I've been watching The Last Dance.
Sad that it's over.
On ESPN. That's been so good because it's like jumping in a time machine and you're like, it's like watching, you know, you're going back to a time when you were a kid and you're watching basketball. Because I never watched basketball as much as I did time. Yeah. And I'm watching, it's like, I didn't know that. I did not know that. Like, my favorite part of that whole documentary was hearing Michael Jordan curse. And I never knew he could curse. Like, I knew I don't know. It's just like, I didn't think he cursed because you didn't hear it. So when he's talking to Scott Burrell and Scott Burrell's taking a shot, he's like, take the shot, ho. I started laughing. Yo, he just called Scott Burrell a ho. Come on, home, bitch. I was like, damn, Mike talks so much shit. I didn't know. I did not know. I did not know.
It was funny.
And it was just funny.
Every time you pissed him off, beat he the went Pacers. Super Saiyan and just scored buckets on you like crazy.
Oh, he's – Justin, I didn't know he was that funny. You know, I ordered steak, and he ordered a salad, and I took that as a personal slight. And for me, if I'm ordering steak, you got to order steak, too. You order a salad when we at a steak restaurant. Yeah, that's a slap. It's a slap in the face. So I took that as a personal. I took it as a personal challenge. Just like that. The guy didn't shake his hand. Oh, you don't want to shake my hand? Okay.
All of the stuff, yeah.
That, the one with the guy?
All of the stuff with Pippen.
The one with the guy in the...
Rodman.
Oh, my God. How about that? I had no idea. I knew Robin. I remember seeing that episode of WCW. I was telling my wife, we were watching WCW, and I'm like, Robin's there. I'm like, what's he doing there? He's supposed to be. Seriously, I'm watching, like, what the hell is Robin doing there? I mean, I knew he went off without permission, but.
Yeah, you know, he did it with whatever the hell he wanted. Bad as he want to be.
Yeah, but they don't have any players like that now.
Basketball is not even like that. They don't.
Nah.
It's, you know, they all hide behind fouls. He hit me.
Yeah, it's a different. It's a different game. Even if you watch the series, you see how the game was being played. The game was more physical back then. Like you couldn't do, like all the. I see all the hand checking and all like the, you couldn't do that stuff now. They've changed the rules to where it opens the game up and makes it more offensive. So now you got teams scoring over 100 every night.
Yep, it was not as totally like, different so back then. More fights, more. It was more gritty. It was gritty.
There were more personalities. And I also feel like, Justin, that, like, I think it was kind of somewhat – I'm going to sound old, but, like, I feel like it was better back then because now you have players, you really have to play the game. Now it's so much openness. People can drop – you know, dropping 60 points when Jordan did it was a big deal because people weren't doing it. But now dropping 40 points is a regular thing. Like, everybody's dropping 40. Russell Westbrook, freaking the beard, dropping 40 points. It's not special anymore. Teams are scoring 123 points on a reg. Yeah. Like,
it's true.
I don't know. We got to put some enforcers back in there like Anthony Mason and Charles Oakley. When you go up, you catch the elbow. It's like a combo. you want to lay up? All right. So, all right, with that basket, you're going to get a two-piece and a bloody lip. Is that all right? Okay.
Yeah.
But I miss that, man. I miss that personality, that part of the game where you playing tough defense.
Yeah, man. It's just a different time. It was more exciting back then. And, you know, all you have nowadays is super teams, and it's just a lot. A lot of soft-ass players, if you ask me. They soft, man.
I agree.
I definitely
agree with that.
Tampon. Anyway.
No. No, but it's true. Like, you know, it's true. They a lot softer. I used to watch it so much, and I don't watch it no more because of that. It's like, you know, you're going to put, you know, Kevin Durant on the same team with the Splash Brothers and Boogie. What's his name? I don't remember his real name, but Boogie. DeMarcus Cousins. Like, all of those guys are all-stars. You're going to put them all on the same team and, like, be surprised when they win. Like, are you that?
That's what they do. They're making miniature dream teams. That's what they're doing. That's how basketball is now.
I miss
everybody's an all star,
and that's why people don't watch. I miss the days when players would stay with a team for their whole career, like one career, like the last. Kobe was the last one to do it. Tim Duncan. Nobody just stays with a team and rides it out. Just try to make it your team. That's why Jordan was great. Jordan didn't do what LeBron did. But also, again, basketball was still a wild, wild west, and you know the money wasn't what it is now. So
yeah, totally different time. Different game, different time, different ball players. Yeah, it's crazy.
A lot less muscle, a lot more athleticism.
Totally different. Because, you know,
My goodness.
People were
getting into their debates. Oh, you know, LeBron played back then. LeBron played back then. It would have been crazy because of his, like, how he plays currently. His size and his speed. It would have been interesting. But
I think he would have done just fine back then. I think he would have probably been the same player. But I also think that I don't think he could have dealt with the physical play.
He complains for everything.
They don't play. Yeah. The way he plays, he wouldn't have been like that Pistons matchup. Oh my God. Yo, so they did to Pippen? He didn't want to play in the team. He's like, I got a really bad headache. I can't play. He used
to rough them dudes up.
I got a bad headache. I can't play, guys. I got a really bad headache. Sorry. My headache's really bad, guys. Sorry. Can't play. Sorry. Rodman. Freaking Rodman. I mean, I didn't forget about him, but I forgot all the antics he used to do. Like, oh, man, tripping up Malone, tangling up with him, or like kicking the guy, the guy in the nuts.
He was doing all types of stuff back then.
How much?
No, hell no.
Do that now. Players is they under such like strict rules.
Everything has changed, man. Even
and I mean, what do you think? I was gonna say, what do you think? Do you think Jordan was a jerk for the way he played? Because remember, he started crying when people told him he wasn't nice, and I'm like, but you won, like. If he was a jerk and he wasn't winning, I could see you saying that. But like, if he was a jerk and y'all winning,
all greats, they have a level of assholeness to them. All of them do. I'm sure Michael did. I'm sure Michael Jackson. I mean, I'm sure Prince did. I'm sure Muhammad Ali. You know, I think all those guys had a level of like, I got to be a little selfish when it comes to this. I got to be a dick when it comes to this. I'm sure they all have. That's what made them them. They were obsessed with being great. Like, that was their blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
They, you know, that was their dream. And when they achieved it, they didn't want to be knocked off that pedestal by anything or anybody. So, I don't think it was shocking with that. Because, you know, you gotta have some type of, fuck that. Oh, man, you messing this up and blah, blah, blah. You got to have some level of that. Because you don't want people to mess with your legacy.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. Because you saw the Michael Jackson thing. This is it. Yeah. You saw, like, when I remember, you could tell if Michael was the more aggressive, he would have been cussing people out. Like, they messed up something. He's like, no. Okay, stop, guys. Okay, with love. This needs to happen before that, because you understand that this and this. I'm watching Mike. I'm like, getting irritated. Like,
he's like, I wrote it that way.
Somebody
wrote it that way. I wrote it musically. It has to happen like this.
I ain't never seen Mike that fired up. I was like, wow, that's fired up for him. I'm not fired up for the rest of it.
With love.
I was like, ooh, somebody about to catch these hands with these pity pats.
Yeah. And then like his pauses, and they were like, Michael, did you hit a cue? I heard it. I was letting it simmer. I'm simmering.
Yeah, I remember that. They stopped. He's like, why did you stop? Did you hear the cue? Like, I heard it. I'm letting it simmer. I'm like, but he didn't tell them he was going to do it, so they didn't know. They were like, all right, well, they had no idea. But he got pissed. Remember, he got pissed when the guy asked him if he heard the cue. He was like, I heard the cue. I wrote, of course I know.
Because then he got mad. He got mad when they were rehearsing the way You Make Me Feel. And the person, he felt like the pianist wasn't playing it the way he intended it to be heard. So that's when he stopped it. He was like, no, stop. It has to be. And he started doing the beat. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep. He made him play it over and said, nope, it's like this. Then you hit the let me hear. But even, I'd say even Beyonce, I don't care if the Beehive gets pissed. Like, but she too It's the same way. Did you watch? I know you want to watch it alone, so you probably watch it with Mel. You haven't watched that Beyonce thing on Netflix? Wow, it's actually pretty good if you can get through all the singing and the songs. But what'd be interesting is watching her during the rehearsals and stuff. She was pregnant, you know, or she had just had the kids, and she's on some crazy diet, and they're rehearsing. Like hours
y'all
today.
Don't have to get y'all steps right.
Yeah, but she put it together herself and pulled it off. But I'm sure, I'm positive, like she's just like Jordan, just musically, where, you know, she's kind of mean or not nice because she wants it a certain way.
True.
But I just going back to Michael, I just felt like I don't agree with people who say, like, I read the Jordan rules, I didn't believe it.
That was crazy.
I feel like, you know, it's a misunderstanding. I think people take, you know, somebody who's driving people to win. Jordan did not have a lot of talent on our team. All he had was Pippen, Rodman, okay, and a little bit of Ron Harper, but he had to will that team to win, and they followed his lead. So that's the mark of a leader. You make other people better. How could that make him like a jerk? So I don't agree. I don't think he was a jerk.
Had a strong desire to win. By any means.
Right.
Any means necessary.
I don't know. You said Ali was like a jerk. I don't know if I ever. Ali was.
He probably had his moments. I don't know for sure. But he probably had his moments. I mean, he had to be some part of my idol. I love Ali. But he had to be some part kind of a jerk, because look at how he did his promos and how he insulted his opponents. The way he insulted them was crazy. He destroyed them on the mic. Uh-huh. Anytime the camera was rolling, what? And they ask about his opponent. Or when he beat the shit out of Ken Norton, because Ken Norton wouldn't call him by his name.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. He kept calling him Cassius. Yeah, he whooped Ken Norton.
What's my name, motherfucker?
I remember that.
So, yeah, you know.
Well, you know, Foreman whooped him. You know, he beat Foreman, but, you know, Ali, that took years. That fight with Foreman took years off Ali.
Yeah, that and the fights with Frazier. Those they took, you know.
I just said
a lot of brain memories and nerves from him.
Yeah.
And then when he continued and fought Sphinx and fought Larry Holmes, that Larry Holmes was it, man. That was it. I couldn't believe that he took that fight.
I couldn't believe he took that fight. I mean, I wasn't around. I wasn't old enough to remember it, but seeing the stuff on like Sports Center and watching some of, I was like, they were like, he's way past his prime, and I'm watching him just get beat up by Larry Holmes, and I'm like, they gotta stop.
It was really bad.
It was looking bad. It was like bop 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 bop, and like, ugh, ugh, ugh.
And then Mike Tyson got him back. Mike Tyson beat shit out of Larry Holmes.
You sure did.
My idol.
They should have stopped that fight.
My idol. I gotta get you. I'm gonna take your belt. I'm gonna beat you.
So let me ask you a question. Speaking of Mike Tyson, Justin, is he scarier now that he's like well over 50, or is he scarier as Mike, who used to come into the ring
scary.
With the tiny
now,
shorts?
Then,
no, I'm asking, is he scarier? Well, which version of
every
him is scarier,
version,
the Mike now or the Mike back then?
It's Mike Tyson, man. Every version of Mike is scary. But Mike is nice. I met him before when I used to go to Gleason's, and he got in trouble at the Marriott, and he beat the shit out of those two dudes that was harassing him. He was his punishment was community service at the boxing gyms around New York. He was mad cool. He was quiet, he was cool, he was nice. He said hello. He was mean. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you'd want to get on the wrong side of that guy. It's like standing in front of a Rottweiler and dangling steak. You don't put steak in front of a Rottweiler because you're going to get bit. Oh, my God, he bit me.
Yeah,
you're holding steak. You start poking at Mike. But I think he was scarier back then. You know, honestly, he was knocking people out. I mean, I'll never forget watching the documentary on Netflix, and he was talking about how he knew that he would come into the ring, and he's staring at his opponent, and the minute they broke eye contact before the fight even started, he knew he had him. You're going to look away? Oh, yep. That's it. Dunzo. It was hitting hard, man. That's so bad for some people. Ha, ha! Ooh. Stop the fight. She can't take no more.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff on him.
I don't want
different documentaries, YouTube of clips, a lot of stuff. Mike was a beast.
For real, for real.
Like I don't want to bore your listeners too much because I know we talk a lot about boxing. but because there's somebody listening like, oh my god, they're talking about boxing. But I will say this, boxing is another sport that's changed. Where are the heavyweights, Justin? I get it. You like your middleweights, you like your junior, your bantam, all that. Where are the heavyweights? Where are the people who bring, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like heavyweights draw the crowd. Like, where's your Mike Tyson? Where's your Holyfield? You know what I mean? Who's taking the banner? And even Antonio Tarver, like, where's those kind of guys? Like, who's Floyd's retiring? So who's going to step up and make boxing watchable again? Who?
No, not Canelo.
Canelo? No. Nope. Not Canelo. Can't speak stupid. English, man.
Like, that's some WWE that's shit you said.
He can speak.
This guy can't cut a promo.
I know. That's me. But he should learn to speak, you know, a little bit better than what he has now. Because look at Oscar De La Hoya. He had a great career. Why?
Because he's from here. Languages. From California,
it wouldn't hurt. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Errol Spence Jr. would be the face of boxing. I've been saying that for a couple years now. I think he'll be the guy. Errol Spence Jr.
Well, he's not the face now. What is he, the arm? He's not the face now, Justin. Is he the arm of boxing right now? Is he the waist?
When I saw his last fight in the movie theaters with Sean Porter, that place was sold out. So... I don't think they're going to get to, like, Floyd status or, you know, Holyfield status. But I don't know. It could happen. Tyson Fury is very popular, too. He's very, extremely popular. Now, when I saw his last fight in the theaters, it wasn't a lot of people there. But, you know, I don't know. We got to see.
Oh, that fight with Deontay. Actually, you know what? I'll take back some of that. I think Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury are trying to bring back the heavyweights. They're trying. They are, and I think they are because they both have the personality and the intensity in the ring. I know we talked about this. I was very surprised that Tyson Fury won that last fight. I really thought Deontay Wilder was going to whoop that ass, and then Tyson Fury went in there and gave him the old 1-2 right there combo. And I was like, yo,
took away that power,
stop the fight.
Took away that jab and destroyed him.
When I saw that, I was like, you know, you did the same thing I did when you saw everybody. Man. I was like, ooh.
It was crazy.
And we all said, shit at the same time. Like, oh, shit. I know you did. We saw that one punch, though. We caught him with that cut, and I was like, ooh.
Gypsy King. Like,
oh, came to play. Well, all I know is boxing's got to figure it out because UFC is coming. And right now, UFC is a lot more entertaining than boxing.
And everyone fights everybody in MMA, so it's not, you know.
Exactly. Within the division. I've told you this before. I think boxing has too many belts. Too many weight classes.
Is another weight class.
It's like this guy's walking into the ring with like 6 belts. He's got guys walking behind him carrying 2 more. It's like, all right. Can we? I get it. You're champing a lot of classes, but you lose one belt, you don't care because you got 5
WBC,
more.
WBC, WBA, so. IBF, IBO.
Mm-hmm.
For WBC, they got everything. They got it all.
Yeah. And that's why it's too watered down.
Everything. All these different belts.
Well, now if we, you know, will boxing survive this pandemic? That's the other question. Because it was already dying. It was dying. A couple of promotions might, you know.
Boxing has been around before wrap Jesus. It up. So it'll survive. It'll definitely survive.
Well, see, here's my thing, Justin, right? So you're going to pay $65 to go watch a pay-per-view with a bunch of people you don't know. Or will you just go turn on Instagram Live and watch the latest fight on the street, which is way more entertaining, you know? I don't know any of the people on them IG things fighting, but the fights are more intense and they last less than a minute. And it's like, all right, how many fights can you watch less than a minute? You're like, oh, Harlem guy is fighting a Brooklyn guy. Ooh, Harlem guy got knocked out. They got up, going for one more. Boom, it's over. They stopped the fight. Oh, man, I double tap that, and that's free.
That's all I'm saying. That new video with that in the Bronx, that guy knocking out the tranny with the 2x4 was hilarious.
Oh, that was it. I was trying to see, but the camera didn't. I could not see. I'm like, that looks like a woman, but why would hit it with the 2x4 and then somebody was screaming? Like, don't you hate that? Like, okay. So I get that the situation is scary, Justin, but it bothers me that there's always one person who's like, I'm like, oh, okay. We all watch the same thing here. We all saw it happen. It can't be that shocking. You saw him pick up the wood. You didn't scream when he picked up the 2x4, but you screamed once he hit her with it. Like, come on.
That was crazy.
Wasn't that scary? That's what happens. You hit people with the old hacksaw, hit people with the hacksaw, Jim Duggan, bang.
ECW match. That's what that was right there in the Bronx.
I just. It was. It was. But that's more entertaining. I mean, you can't do that in boxing.
You can do it in wrestling. I'm saying, but not in boxing. Right?
It's still entertaining. You can do it in wrestling. Yeah, you can do it in wrestling. You can do
you
it.
Got
in
any
that.
Predictions for Double or Nothing?
But, my predictions for Double or Nothing.
You got a prediction.
Sorry, I had to choke slam Mike. I tried to choke slam Mike.
You definitely got a prediction by
Avery. Go get mommy's tablet for mommy. I don't have it. hang on one second here, Justin. The kid coming in here. He needs a knock. He's busting the door in. What do you say? All right. Yeah, he's kicking the door with the attitude. Predictions for Double or Nothing. Sorry, folks. Predictions for Double or Nothing. I think Cody Rhodes is going to win the TNT title. I think that Nyla Rose is going to retain over Sheeta. I think that the Elite are going to lose because Hangman Page
I agree with
is
that.
Going
I think
to
he
turn
is
on them. All right. And then he's going to have a program with... they're going to drop it. Wait, they still have the tag, right? So they're going to have the tag match. They're going to have whatever friction tonight. They're going to lose. Then they're going to have face the number one contenders. Then they're going to lose. And the next one they're going to fight. My prediction, Hangman and Omega.
They got the
who
casino,
else is wrestling?
The casino ladder match, which is for the number one contendership.
I think one of Death Triangle is that.
Who do you think is the mystery competitor? Wait, do you think
it's
Sting?
No. It's got to be, you know, it couldn't be one of the, so people were thinking it'll be one of the people from WWE. It's not because WWE has a 90-day no compete. So all those people who just got released will not be on this pay-per-view. So let's just take all of those people out. Man, this is good. Maybe
nah,
I can see maybe
Kurt
Angle
gonna be on NXT in like a couple of days. Yeah, he's gonna be a referee in a match.
Maybe DDP makes a return.
I don't know. Could be DDP.
Here's the match I want to see. I'd love to see Arn Anderson and Jake the Snake. You thought they were going to go at it. He said, I'm going to spine bust your ass.
Yo, the way he said yoga had me crying. He was at home doing DDP yoga.
But to be honest, neither one of those guys can go. Like, if you look at Jay, he looks like he was about to fall over if he moved too far. Arn could probably go a little bit, but Jake
is a lot of DDP.
Serious working out.
Oh, the MKF match too versus Jungle Boy. That's pretty good.
Oh yeah. I think MJF wins that. I'm sorry. I feel like within a couple of months he's going to be the champion.
Yeah, he's dope, man.
Because he's the new Jericho.
He's so young. He's good. What else? Oh, the pre-show match too. Private Party versus really Best Friends. I think Private Party's going to win because they haven't been on TV in a while. So I think they're going
to
win that.
Yeah, I think so too. I give it to Private Party. Yeah. I like what they do, but I just hope they don't they're not a dumpster fire. And what I mean by that is, you know, they do all their moves. And everyone's just like, yeah, wow, gin and juice. You know, I've seen that already. It's like they go through they do all their moves in the match, and then it's like, okay. But I think what makes them different is the fact that how they arrange it, so it's not always in the same spot.
You know what's
every time,
wrong
kinda
that,
like
it,
how
that
WWE
these young wrestlers of today, they don't tell a story that it. They don't build up to the hype of the match. They don't talk them into the arena that it. Where's the money? You know what I'm talking about? They don't build the story. They got to slow down all these flips and tricks, daddy, all these high spots, but they don't stick to the simple wrist lock from the wrist watch. The sleeper hold, daddy. They gotta build a story. They gotta shine up the baby face. Get the heat from the heel. You know what I'm saying? They don't know. We used to go 1 hour Broadways, man. Two in the night sometimes. Make the town, daddy.
Yeah, I hear you, Dusty. I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't know how to get over.
He's right. He's right.
Right. If you will.
You're right, Dusty. Yeah, champ. If you will. Yes, daddy. You're so right. Yeah.
You don't know about it, man. You don't know about it. Get the wicked freak out. Yeah.
We're going to get funky like a monkey.
Getting funky like a monkey.
Funky
daddy.
Like a monkey. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? Yeah, I know we said half an hour. And I'm looking at the time now, and it's going on 57 minutes. But
oh, that's
dark side of
the
ring.
The whole season was the first episode.
It is, man.
Everything in between and the finale with Owen Hart was so good. The Road Warriors, I did feel the Road Warriors and Owen Hart should have been 2 hours, but you know. Because, you know, they left out a lot, but whatever.
Yeah, I think so. But the problem is, you know, I think, like, the Road Warriors to my generation and maybe the generation after us will be known. But, like, generation after that, they're not going to know who the Road Warriors are. You say Road Warrior
what?
Pop to somebody who's, like, under 30, they're going to be like, huh? You know, so but Chris Benoit, I think, that was like a shocking thing, so that's why they gave it the two parts the way they did. But you know, but the Road Warrior stuff, you know, it's popular, but like, you know, Gen Y, maybe Gen X, probably in our generation, the last ones that really know who the Road Warriors were. So that's probably why they didn't do it. But the Owen Hart stuff made me understand why they don't want him to be in the Hall of Fame. And I did not understand it until I saw it, and I was like, you know what? I understand her point of view. I get it. You know. I understand why. It's sad that he'll never be in the Hall of Fame. And I can, after watching Dark Side of the Ring, definitely, his son is like, my father will never. And I was like,
true, man.
Well, does Owen deserves to go in, but I understand the family's point. Like, to save money, they, instead of using the right kind of the carabiner, they used some clips that was meant for sailing. And, you know, because they were trying to cut corners and instead of thinking about safety, the man died. It was crazy. I've never seen those pictures before with the blood on the ring.
Like from YouTube, but
I mean, I saw.
I never watched that pay-per-view. I didn't watch it as a kid. I haven't watched it. Well, I'm not up to that
particular pay-per-view in my marathons, yeah. But I haven't watched it yet. I will eventually when I get up to it, but I've never seen it.
Listen, I saw it. I watched it live. Me and my sister, we ordered it when we were kids. We definitely ordered it, but they don't show. They don't show the when it happens. It's on a tape delay. You know, JR came on. He's like, "There's been an accident."
I was told when I was younger. One of my friends watched it back then, and it was like, "You don't see it. They cut right to the commentators, and you know, JR is talking." And you see, like, the king, his face looks, he's, like, in shock. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was, he wasn't smiling enough, and he was looking serious. And then, like, I remember watching it and seeing Jeff Jarrett come on, and he was talking, and he took his glasses off, and he had, like, literally tears in his eyes. I was like, what is going on? I didn't realize it was as serious as it was. One, because I was a kid. And two, they said they came on and said he died, and I was like, oh, wow, like, but then they went on with the show, so you kind of worry about it, but then you're like, all right, the show's going on, and I don't know, but all I say is I definitely understand why his wife is like, never,
they
should have canceled the show. Like, looking at it now, knowing what I know, the show should have come to us, the show should have stopped, give people back their refunds, you know.
I agree.
Like JR says, you can't Monday morning quarterback.
Terrible, man.
Because even now, he was like, we should have stopped the show. Even him now, he's like, yeah, we should have stopped the show. Sure. Immediate stop. A man just died. Can you imagine him doing that now? Like, someone dies in the ring and they don't. You know, like, if someone broke their arm, the match is over.
Yeah.
Like, remember when Wade Barrett broke his arm live on TV? The match kept going, but, like, they stopped. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like,
crazy. That would never go nowadays because, you know, their stock will go down because they're publicly traded during this time. So I don't think they would have done anything like that now. It's different. Way different. Way.
Yeah, it's a different time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wild, wild west back then.
Off the wall.
They did in that attitude era.
Off the wall crazy shit. Everything, all those storylines back then, they would never do now.
No, you couldn't. But I will say, I wish they would take the risk on some of them because, like, some of the stuff is dry. And that's the point I was going to make, and I forgot to say that without the crowd, a lot of these wrestlers are being exposed. It's glaring. It's like, wow, without a crowd to hide behind, a lot of them talking, and you listen to them, it's like, yeah, okay.
You need to go back to promo school. Hey.
Sasha Banks. Hey. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, Justin. The more you come into my ring, okay, I'm going to freaking break your face when you come in my ring, Justin, okay? And not only that, I am the boss, okay? I run this company, okay? So when you step in, that's how she sounds to me every time she talks. That's how she sounds. It's not good. Braun Strowman is one of the more entertaining ones. Like, he's like, all right. But then, like, other people are talking. I'm like, yeah, you need the crowd to cover up the fact that you ain't got it. What does Bruce Pritchard say? Like, the bell
had to. I like what, you know, Braun is getting it to be himself, which is cool. When they were writing stuff for him, it was bad.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't think he took off when we all wanted him to two years ago. But now I like how they, you know, letting him be him. Same thing with Drew. They're letting Drew be himself. So it's good. Because that's why Roman started getting better on the mic. They let him be him. They got to stop all that writing. You got to let these people be themselves.
Yeah, let them talk. Sink or swim on your own. You know, you want to get over, go out there and get over. That's what they need to bring back. Give them bullet points, because AEW does bullet points, and that's why the promos are more believable. When MJF is talking, you really don't like him. And not only that, like, you – Yeah, like even I'm watching with my wife. You know, she's not the biggest wrestling fan, but she watches and she's like, why is he being a jerk? Like, that's my cousin. My cousin went to one of these conventions, goes to take a picture of MJF, and he's like the whole time, every person who'd come up for a picture, he'd act like he was going to take the picture. And then all of a sudden, at the last second, like, get busy and look away from the camera and like look down at his phone. I was like, oh.
Good old heel.
He's a heel.
Heel. He's a heel. Heel. That motherfucker.
He's a heel. But you don't like him, and it feels believable, even though you know wrestling is, you know, scripted, whatever. But it's believable. It's entertaining. It's enjoyable to watch. You know, that's the difference. So we got to let these guys sink or swim on their own.
We're at 65.
How much more time do we have? I don't want to.
There is no cutoff.
So what's the cutoff point, though?
There is no
cutoff. Oh, this is your show, right? You call the shots, huh?
I am the creative.
What did you...
I liked it.
What did you think about...
I thought it was the time. It wasn't drawn out. I thought it was good. If they do their shows like that, even when crowds come back, it's perfect. Because, you know, they go on too long sometimes. The shows are too long. They're 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours for Mania.
Well,
8 hours for the big, any of the big four. Yeah. It's too much.
Oh, God.
So this time was good.
So those of you listening may not know this, but we went to WrestleMania. Me, Justin, Jose, and my wife. That WrestleMania was the longest one that they had run to that date, and by nighttime, everyone
all day and all night.
We were excited to see Kofi win, but we were all tired, man. It was cold. We were like, oh, God, everyone's out of money because these freaking tickets and the freaking food was expensive. But they have to shorten it. I agree. But the problem is they can't do some of the stuff they're doing with live crowds, because remember when Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton had that House of Horrors match? And it was taped. It did not work because people in this audience, they're like, you paid $80 for a ticket to sit there and watch something on TV. It's like, boo, boring.
Okay.
So, that's the problem with it. Like, they're going to have to figure out a way to make it work. But again, I say, watch AEW, watch how they do it. Those Darby Allin, when you see a guy like Darby Allin, maybe he's not so good on the mic, but the way he does his promos, he does it in black and white. He, you know, it's very simple. You know, just you can learn something by watching
it.
You know? My opinion. I thought Money in the Bank was good. I was very confused why they were having it inside of a building, but when I saw what they did with it, I was like, okay. Otis winning the Money in the Bank confused me.
They're giving the people what they want. They should have did that with Santino at Elimination Chamber years ago. So,
on the Rumble, I thought Santino should have won that Rumble, not Del Rio. Oh my God, Justin, I was on the edge of my seat when it was just Del Rio, and then Santino gets to the ring. Everyone's like, Santino. I was like, yo, Santino. I was on the edge of my seat that he lost. And I was like, oh, come on. Really? He couldn't win?
Crazy.
You couldn't let him win? But it's a changing of the guard. Mark my words. I believe there was a changing of the guard coming in the WWE, and I don't think Vince is going to be in charge for too much longer. I really don't. You already see, you saw it on Money in the Bank, or when they were talking about NXT In Your House. Those guys,
Road Dog,
Hunter, Sean, Road Dog, and that core of people, that's going to be, I feel like that's going to be the leaders of WWE
and
once
Stephanie.
Vince's era is over. I really do. Because he did not look good. I'm sorry, Vince. I don't know if that's a toupee on his head, but when I saw him at Money in the Bank, I was like, wow, he's really...
He's in his 70s now. I think he's been wearing a toupee since 97, but that's just me. I think so.
No, 97? No. I think he only just started wearing it. I think he just started wearing it.
If you go back and look at the feud he's had with Austin...
that looked like a piece back then. Just go look at it because it looks weird. The piece he has now looks worse than I think in the late 90s.
It does. No, the piece is that's definitely that piece doesn't look good. Because I'm looking at him like that piece is it's a different color than what his hair used to be. But it's a good piece. It's not saying it's not a bad piece. It's a good piece. Like, you know, it's a you know, it looks real, but it's just that people who've been watching Vince for a long time can look at that. You don't see his scalp. That's how that folks, if you're listening, you don't know how to tell it's a wig. When you can't see someone's scalp, crazy. It's a wig. The same rules for women. Sorry, ladies, I'm putting you out there. I can't see your scalp. Yo, that's how I know it's a wig.
Not to get nasty. You know they have lace fronts for your privates? Oh yeah, I'll send it to you. I'm dead serious.
Oh shit, I don't believe you.
No, it's come not on. A rib. It's not a work.
It's a work.
It's not it's rumor and innuendo. They have lace fronts for you rib. Down your underparts.
I mean, I saw the ramen noodles for the men's hair when the guy got his ramen noodles put in his hair and they made it into waves, but lace, what do you need that
maybe,
for?
Maybe, people are maybe getting men and male pattern baldness down there.
I didn't know that. Oh my God, that's horrifying.
That's weird.
People it's accurate. That is weird. People are crazy, yeah.
I got you there.
Yeah, wow. You definitely blew my mind with that one. I mean,
he stumped, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you did. You popped me because I didn't expect that. That is amazing. I can't. No, I'm
I love
trying,
doing
how
this.
Do you,
Kevin.
How would you do something
it's
like that?
It's hilarious because he's going to bother him all day. He's going to research it like, what the fuck?
I am gonna do some research because I'm trying to think. Do you cut the piece out right, and then you cut a hole in the middle, and then you lay it down over the area, and then is that how they do it? But how do you match the hair? Like how do you make the hair match what you currently have or have? You know what I'm saying?
And pick out the color that works best for you. Yeah. Buddy. I don't gross, know, man.
Freaking gross. My goodness.
We can definitely come back and do
I'm gonna go
several more episodes because you and I could go on for years.
For days. But in case you guys wanted to know if you want to know what I got going on, you can definitely follow me on social media. It's Avery Mason Official on Instagram and The Avery Mason on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Just launched a website. Justin, I don't know if you knew this or not. Avery Mason, AveryMasonOfficial.com. It's got pictures. It's got my real bio. I do cameos for folks. So if you want a video greeting from the guy who played Black Grimace or the guy who played Ringo on Punisher and Black Grimace on Power, whatever. I'm out there doing that too, so you can get one of those from me. Feel free, you know. And yeah, you know, I'm trying to stay safe in this thing till Hollywood reopens.
I plan on joining you. I plan on jumping right
doing
on
my
in.
Auditioning.
You thing, can't so. Have all them roles. I need some too.
Yeah, Justin, come on, man. Nah, man, come on in. You know, we
yeah,
you know
the
Actors Connection.
Yep.
They're still doing the classes, but they're all they're all virtual, so sign up, man.
That'll be
you can do
that'll
the buddy
be,
buddy buddy
cop awesome.
Movie. That's,
get a Netflix.
I gotta write
you.
I gotta write it. Buddy buddy cop movie. I mean, we should because guess what? It's better than some of this trash that's on there now. There's so many people getting Amazon specials.
Yes.
Justin, we'll talk about this off air. I don't want to keep going, but there's a way you can publish something straight to Amazon. And you can you film whatever thing you're gonna film, your special or your movie, whatever, edit it, put it together, and submit it to Amazon, and they'll put it out. It's so much easier than Netflix, where with Netflix you got to go somewhere and pitch it. And Amazon's taking money and everybody.
Yep.
So if you want to get your work out there, you know what I'm saying? You'll get royalties. They'll make sure you get paid for it. So I mean, I hate the fact it's through Amazon because I feel like between Amazon and Google, someone's going to run the world.
We'll get it done, man.
But,
so, yeah, man, this has been a great, great, great episode, my boy Kev. Just the Kid from Brooklyn with your boy Justin Ramos. You can listen to the show on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, anywhere you could, Overcast, anywhere you could listen to podcasts, you could listen here. So, you know, we appreciate, you know, you guys for listening. You know, share it. Give me that 5-star rating on Apple and iTunes. And, yeah, man, just stay tuned. You know, this episode is going to drop immediately. So, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Kev, a.k.a. Avery. All right, man. Yep. Good talking
to you,
man.
That.
Let's enjoy Double or Nothing tonight.
Appreciate that. Good talk.
All right, man. Peace out. Yes, sir.
Be watching, man. I can't wait.